Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of academia.edu, and I'm thrilled you're here to dive into some fascinating research with me. Today, we're looking at a study authored by Chuck Lane that tackles a really intriguing problem. How do our bodies adapt when we unload some of our body weight during walking? Maybe you're thinking, wait, why would I ever walk with less body weight? Well, turns out, body weight unloading is used in rehabilitation, like with anti-gravity treadmills or certain physical therapy. And it's also relevant for astronauts coming back from space. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, just a quick reminder. I'm here to neutrally present what the authors found and argued. Academic research isn't the absolute truth. These are insights you can explore and reflect on, maybe see how they might connect to your own experiences. So, what is the core problem the paper addresses? The study wanted to know, how does walking at only 38% of your normal body weight affect your gait, your perception of how heavy you feel, and your muscle activity? Think about that for a second. Imagine you're walking around and suddenly you weigh almost two-thirds less than usual. How does your body react? Could that affect rehabilitation routines? Or, hey, even the feeling you get in zero gravity? Chuck Lane and the team focused on two big questions. First, what changes happen in how people walk during and after unloading? Second, do people actually feel heavier or lighter after doing unloaded walking? And does that stick around in different contexts, like when you're sitting or standing afterward? Here's how they tackled it. They got 12 healthy young adults and assessed their walking both before and after a session where people walked on a treadmill with their body weight supported down to 38%, which is, interestingly, about the gravity you'd feel on Mars. Cool, right? They measured all sorts of things, ranges of motion at the knee and ankle, muscle activity through electromyography, and even how heavy participants perceived themselves to be, using a scale specifically for this study. So, what did they actually find? Let's break it down into some tangible takeaways for you. First, immediately after people walked unweighted, they perceived themselves as heavier than normal. But here's the kicker. This effect really only showed up if they were walking after the unweighted session. If they were just sitting or standing, their weight perception didn't really change. That's a pretty wild insight, right? The active context of walking is what triggered this altered self-perception. Makes you wonder how much of our sense of self is tied to what our bodies are doing at any moment. On the physical side, participants showed reduced motion at the ankle and knee joints right after walking with less weight. But it wasn't just joint motion. Some muscles actually worked less after unweighted walking, especially the rectus femoris, which helps kick your leg forward. This change didn't show up across all muscles or all phases of walking, but it was noticeable during key points, like when your foot pushes off or lands during a step. Now, why does this matter for you? Well, if you, or someone you know, is doing rehab that involves body weight unloading, this suggests that your sense of heaviness, the way you move, and your muscle use can all be affected, not just during the exercise, but for a little while afterward. And crucially, these after effects seem to fade over time, generally back to your normal way of moving after about 10 minutes. So it's not permanent, but it's something clinicians, physical therapists, or even astronauts have to consider. Quick side note, I actually once bounced around on a trampoline for half an hour, and afterward walking felt so weird. There's probably some connection, right? Anyway, that's not in the paper, but, you know, sometimes real life gives you a strange echo of what the scientists are studying. Coming back, what are we supposed to make of this? Should everyone run out and avoid unloaded treadmills? Not at all. The point here, again, not endorsing or contradicting the paper, just presenting it, is that adaptation is complex. Our bodies and brains adjust in nuanced ways to sensory changes. The lesson for us is to be mindful. If you're using body weight support devices, be aware that your perception and movement will adapt, and you might feel a bit off immediately after you stop using them, but that's part of your body recalibrating. Research like this is here for us to explore, not to dictate. It doesn't mean everything is settled. Each study is just one piece of the puzzle, opening new questions about human adaptation. That's the spirit of academia. Curiosity, discovery, and a willingness to embrace just how much we don't know. And that's exciting. Thanks again for joining me on In Depth with Academia. Remember, next time you feel a little heavier or lighter after trying something new, your body might just be recalibrating. Stay curious, keep reflecting, and as always, keep exploring.